Yay! Only a few hours to go. Earlier on today, my kids were tracking Santa and where he was going. Do you know you can get an app for that now? You can get an app for anything. But isn't this great? Isn't this great? Hey, if you're a bit older like me, then you'll recognise a lot of things here. Have you had a good look? Yeah, isn't it great to see so many toys that don't require batteries? That don't make a noise, that don't have funny flashing lights. This is superb. That sailboat up there, I used to have a boat like that. Mine was red as well. It had green trim on it. I remember that. And we've got a rag doll down here. I remember my sister having a rag doll just like that. I think it's fantastic. Some memories there for people. Yes. Excellent. That's good. That's good, superb. Do you know, I'm married to Sue. We've been married for 21 years now. And thank you. She deserves it, yeah. with the whole present thing, with the whole gift thing, I think I've now got it nailed after 21 years. I'm just about there. That, you know, I'm actually a bit different. Unlike most blokes, I actually enjoy shopping. I don't mind it at all. I like going into Norwich. I like spending time looking around the shops. And when choosing a gift for Sue, then there's a few things I need to bear in mind. The first thing is that I need to choose something that's going to be personal. That there's something that will mean something to her, something that she can value and treasure. It may not mean anything or mean much to anybody else. It may not even cost a lot, but a present that is personal between us. So that's the first thing I need to remember. And the second thing is that actually I want a gift for her that is going to be practical, something that she's going to want to use on a frequent basis. Use quite often, because we've all been there, haven't we? We've all get that one gift, at least one gift, every year, don't we? When we receive that gift and it looks fantastic, and we're excited to see what's inside, and we carefully undo the wrapping and the paper on it, and we open the box, and we peer inside, and we see what's inside, and if we're honest, our heart just sinks, doesn't it? When we see, there's a few nods going on. and it's that gift that we're very sincere with our thank you to the person who's just given us that gift. And they've been very thoughtful in giving us that gift. We just wish they'd been a bit more thoughtful about it. And we say thank you, and we give them a thank you, a sincere thank you speech that is a great performance and worthy of an Oscar of itself. But we know what's going to happen to that gift, don't we? Because at home, we've all got that cupboard. that cupboard where that gift will end up for several months. And when the person comes back to visit, perhaps a year later, then we go to that cupboard and we get it out again, don't we? And we put it on display. But, yeah, we've all had gifts like that. But I want a gift that is going to be practical for Sue, something that she'll want to use, and something that is personal as well, means something between us. And also, I want a gift that is going to be permanent, that is going to last a while as well. It's not just the latest fad that's here one moment and gone the next, or that won't last at all. Because we've been there as well, haven't we? Especially if you've got small children. I remember when our children were small, and you gave them a gift, a toy or something to play with, and for a couple of days it was great, and they enjoyed playing with that gift, that toy. And then a few days after Christmas, the house has gone strangely quiet and you wonder what the kids are up to. So you go in search for them and you find them playing happily together. not with the gift itself, but with the box it came in. The gift didn't last long. They soon grew tired of it. But in choosing a gift for Sue, then that's what I'm looking for. Something that is permanent, that is practical, that is personal between us. And of course, once I've found that perfect present, then of course I've got to purchase it. I've got to buy it. And at Christmas time, as followers of Jesus, as Christians, we love giving gifts to one another because it reminds us of the perfect gift that God has given to us. That's what we've been listening to this afternoon in the readings, the stories from the Bible and the account of that first Christmas when a baby was born in a manger, was born in a stable. And the carols that we've been singing as well, they all point back to that baby, that time in Bethlehem, pointing back to Jesus, God's perfect gift to us. One of the most well-known verses in the Bible is John chapter 3, verse 16, which says this, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. See, God's gift of his Son Jesus to the world was a personal gift. It was a gift that was given out of love. For God so loved the world. He loved me. He loves you. Which is why he gave the most precious thing that he had, his only Son. It's a personal gift. But also God's gift is a very practical gift as well. Because Jesus came for a purpose. Jesus came for a reason. Jesus came that no one should perish. He was born a baby in Bethlehem. But he became a man who died on a cross. Jesus came so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's why, as followers of Jesus, we get so excited at Christmas, because it's all about Jesus coming, but it points to the cross, because that's what Jesus came for. You see, the Bible's very clear. It tells us that everything we think, say or do that goes against God's plan and purpose for our life and goes against his will, well, that displeases God. And God says in the Bible, in his word, that there needs to be a payment for that. And God's payment is that we should perish, that we should die. But Jesus came at Christmas time, that he would die on the cross in our place, that so that whoever believes in him should not perish. This is the good news of Christmas. Jesus came, God's precious gift to the world, that is a personal gift, that is a practical gift, and is also a permanent gift, because Jesus died on the cross so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And eternal life sounds pretty permanent to me. That is God's invitation to me and to you, that we should have a relationship with him for all eternity, to spend forever with him in heaven. And this has been purchased by what Jesus accomplished on the cross, by his death and his resurrection. That our sins would be forgiven, that we would have new life for today, and that we have the hope of eternity with God. That's why we celebrate at Christmas. That's why we sing these songs, to remind us of the baby who came, the Son of God, Jesus. And when we think about the reason of God's gift and why he sent his Son, then that should lead us to give a response. We should need to respond to God in some way. And we're going to do that now. We've already sung O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I just want to read as a prayer the last verse again. But I've just changed the words slightly so it makes it a personal prayer for me and for you. So if you'd just like to close your eyes and just listen to these words as I pray them. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to me, I pray. Cast out my sin and enter in. Be born in me today. I've heard the Christmas message, the great glad tidings tell. Christ, come to me, abide with me. O Lord Emmanuel. Amen. Just keep your eyes closed for a moment. Here at Aylsham Community Church, we love to give people the opportunity to respond to God. And as we've just heard, the reason for the gift, the reason for him sending his Son at Christmas, then I just want to give people the opportunity to respond. If you're here and you've never had that opportunity before to respond to God and to say, yeah, God, I don't know everything about you, but I know that I need you in my life, then I'll just ask you to simply raise your hand whilst everyone's got their eyes closed. So if you're here today and you know that you need to know more of God in your life, then I just ask you to raise your hand now. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, you can open your eyes. Well, we're coming towards the end and we're going to sing our final carol now. We're going to stand and rejoice and declare, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.